Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's always my favorite time of the week. But before we can do this week's show, I left everyone with a challenge last time, and it's time to clear it up. I said, start with the words crank and radio. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a four-letter food and a six-letter condition you don't want your food to be in. What are the words? Okra and rancid.
All right, Ian. On June 16th, 1858, Abraham Lincoln gave his famous A House Divided speech. The speech was given to the Illinois Republican Party after they nominated him for the state Senate seat held by Stephen Douglas. The speech is named after a section from one of its most famous passages, quote, "A house divided against itself cannot stand. I believe this government cannot endure permanently, half slave and half free." Lincoln would defeat Douglas 2 years later in a run for some other political office, I forget which one. To commemorate Lincoln's speech, this week our questions are about other literary houses. Specifically, I'll give you three novels by an author. You give me the title of the novel by that same author with the word house in the title.
Aha, okay, that sounds fun.
By the Shores of Silver Lake, Little House in the Big Woods, These Happy Golden Years.
I'm hoping it's Laura Ingalls Wilder.
That is the author, so what is the novel?
Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie is correct. And there is a crater on Venus named Wilder because all the craters on Venus have female first names and some of them are named after famous women. Barnaby Rudge, Martin Chuzzlewit, The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
Is it The House of Mirth?
No, that is not, but hold on to that answer for a little bit.
So it's Dickens.
It's a two-word title.
Oh, of course, Bleak House.
Correct. And there is a legal case in Bleak House that is called Jarndyce and Jarndyce, and that phrase has become a byword in England for long legal proceedings. The Blithedale Romance, The Marble Faun, The Scarlet Letter.
Hawthorne wrote The Scarlet Letter.
There's a number in the title, if that helps.
It does help. The House of the Seven Gables.
The House of the Seven Gables is correct. The Age of Innocence, The Custom of the Country, The Valley of Decision.
So now is the time for The House of Mirth and a shout out to our friends at The Mount.
Yes, that is correct. The House of Mirth by the aforementioned Edith Wharton, who won the 1920 Pulitzer for The Age of Innocence, and she was the first woman to do so, and she was also nominated for the Nobel Prize 3 times. And finally, The Hotel New Hampshire, A Prayer for Owen Meany, The World According to Garp.
Because you gave me my copy of Hotel New Hampshire. It took me a minute to remember John Irving's Cider House Rules.
The Cider House Rules is correct. And speaking of the Cider House Rules, John Irving won an Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay for the Cider House Rules. There's a house has stories and a novel is a story joke in here somewhere, but I can't find it. So why don't you write one and send it to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or visit our homepage, wamc.org/anyquestions, for a trivia edition from our resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel or this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase cider house. That's C-I-D-E-R-H-O-U-S-E. Change one letter to a B, and you can rearrange the result to spell the six-letter name of a flower and a four-letter word for things that are often seen around flowers. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.